Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe, a little snow on Christmas morning.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Good afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this on the 23rd of December, 2 days before the big day. I am here with
Michael.
What's your name again?
I think I'm Michael.
Michael William O'Mara, 11 years old, Estero, Florida, bassoon player and football player and baseball player, and I hope someday more of a golfer. And I don't mean more like of a talented golfer. I mean, you play. I hope you play more. So I wanted to say welcome to the show. It's good to have you here, pal.
Thank you.
And we're both looking at the camera, not each other, but that's weird. are you excited?
Yeah,
Christmas?
I am. Christmas, yes.
Christmas, you're on Christmas break, and I know you live for Christmas break, and I know you're going to entertain us at the beginning. How long has it been, roughly, since they handed you that monstrosity in your hand known as the bassoon? How long have you...
About 3.5 months.
3.5 months. And will you be doing a concert with your middle school band for the with the bassoon?
So, yeah, in January, we're going to be doing a concert for Grandparents' Day.
Okay.
But I don't know the exact date. I just know it's in January.
That's cool.
And
do I get to come on Grandparents' Day?
I mean, I could just say you're a grandparent, but...
There we go. There's that there's that sense of humor. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. I know it's the Grandparents' Day. So this is, as far as Michael is concerned, I'm not overstating it when I say this has been your favorite part of school this year. Would that be accurate?
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh,
the bassoon yeah. and band and everything, instruments.
Band's
and
the best class.
And the alto sax and the
no,
clarinet.
No, it's not the alto.
The baritone sax.
Baritone, yeah.
And the clarinet, and now you want to play some trumpet, and you're in that band room all the time, and you're playing band music, and you love it. And why band? What did you expect that? Because you've taken piano lessons forever, and you hated that. What's the difference? Because, I mean, it's music, and I never thought of you as a musical kid because you always were complaining about, you know, doing the piano.
I think what it is, when I was playing the piano... It was really something I just didn't like. And also, like, the schedule with it, every Friday having to go there. Because, you know, like, Friday, it's the weekend. Yippee.
Time for a beer. I'm sorry. I'm
All
just
right.
kidding.
Time for an apple juice, you mean.
Time for an apple juice. And so you, but band, did you
so
expect
fun.
When you walked into band class that you would be... Getting a bassoon, did you expect that? I mean, did you know what any... I mean, when you walked into band class, what happened? Because you got suddenly you came home and said, Dad, I'm going to be playing the bassoon. And I'll ask you, because I have never asked you in person, how did that happen, that you got the bassoon?
Okay, so it was fourth grade. We got to watch a video of the... What was it? It was some type of, like, naval army band, like the...
The Marine Band, maybe?
Something like that.
Like Colonel Colburn's band?
Something in that
genre. You won't be
genre.
Hearing this, though, I don't think.
Something in that genre, but it was to see like what instrument seemed cool to you.
Right.
So we wrote down 6 instruments, and my number one was bassoon. Same with Taylor. Just because.
This is all the way back a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Wow. I didn't know that. Why the bassoon? What did you like about it? The way it looked?
Well, when the guy played it, the way it looked, it was just so unique, and I never heard of it before.
Yeah.
And me and Taylor were talking about it, saying, wow, this is cool.
Okay.
And we just picked it, And here I am.
Here you are with the bassoon.
With
and
the bassoon.
You haven't become a virtuoso on it, but you're playing notes, and you do. Can you do? I'll hold the microphone for you if you move your hand out of the way. Can you do a scale for us? Can you do that? And where would I hold the microphone? Would I hold it up here if I was gonna blow a note into it? Let me see how loud it is. Now do it. That's a better sound to me. All right, so do a scale for us first, okay? My son, the bassoon player. I didn't even know what it was when you came home with it, but what songs, what simple songs will you be sharing with us today?
So I'll play Jingle Bells and I'll play Ode to Joy.
Oh, so one's kind of simple and the other one's a little more complicated. Well, let's hear Jingle Bells for the 23rd of December. I think that's a cool idea.
All right.
All right, lay it on us, baby. Oops. Want to start again? You don't. Da 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 da. Here we go. Da da. That's all right. All right, so you blew that one. But it's okay.
You didn't let me use my book.
I know you want your book. I'll hold your book. Where's your book? You want me to hold your book? All right, I'll hold your book.
I'll play Ode to Joy.
All right. You don't. By the way, I don't think you need the microphone. I think we'll be able to hear it anyway. All right. So,
go to page.
What page do I go to here? Right there.
Okay.
Okay. Is that good?
This is Beethoven's Joy.
Beethoven's Joy. I'm ready. Yay! That's awesome. I love it. You're a very talented young man. Anything else you want to blast out before? Hit that low note that you like to hit. I want to put the microphone up to it. Here we go. It's the concert for that. It's fantastic. How long can you sustain the note, do you think?
The low note.
You want me to count to 10? I'll count as long as I can. Ready? You got to take a good deep breath and get some wind on it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. All right. Put it down. Let me talk to you for a little bit.
Okay. Hold up. This is going to be a process.
All right. This is a process, ladies and gentlemen. This is the bassoon process. He takes that little sink handle out of the top and he does this.
This is called the bocal. Quick lesson, quick bassoon.
What
lesson.
Is it?
The bocal.
The bocal?
This, if you bend this, that's $500 down.
You know what I'm wearing right now? I'm wearing a belt bocal.
I really, that's
get it?
Very cool.
Bocal your shoes. All right.
But yeah, so this is a lot of money.
What's the bocal?
So
is that thing the bocal?
This is the bocal, yeah.
The big metal piece that looks like a faucet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that's a rental, right? That's a rental you've got there?
No, this is the school's.
That's the rental. That's what I mean. It's the school's is a rental.
But we're not renting.
How much
it.
Do they cost? How much do bassoons cost?
Well, the most expensive, like for college, is around
$80,000. $80,000? Why don't you just get like a drum?
This probably, like, am I allowed to say?
Yeah.
Okay, this is like $16,000.
The one they're letting you buy. Well, don't drop it. Don't break it.
I'm not.
How come they're so expensive?
Probably because it's not like a factory instrument. Like, you can't just make this.
So it's handmade.
Yeah. You can't, like, mass produce it, I should
say.
Wow,
that's pretty cool.
Like, so the wood they use is maple wood most of the time. All the keys are made by hand. Everything. Pretty cool, but yeah, you have to be really careful with it. That's why before, when you're getting set up the camera angle and all that, I had to come over here because I needed more room for the boot. Let me try if I can get that in the can. The boot down there.
That's the boot?
All the way down there.
Yeah.
To fit so I didn't bend any keys.
Don't bend the boot. Don't bend the boot. The booty.
No, the boot's the metal piece at the bottom.
Okay, why don't you put down the bassoon now so we can actually talk. All right? And you can look at me when we're talking, too. All right? You want me to put it over here? Want me to take it from you?
Here. Well, I don't want it to fall.
I won't let it fall. Here, I'll take it. I got it. Here, there's your mic.
I do not trust you at all.
I know you don't trust me. Isn't that wonderful? You don't trust your own father?
Dude, Dad.
What am I doing?
Don't lay it. Dad. God.
All right.
Don't lay it down.
Don't lay it down?
Like, don't rest.
Where do I go with it?
Hold it in your hand.
How about that? No? Do you want to take it out and put it down?
Sure,
like
sure,
leave the
sure, sure.
Can you get out that way?
Yeah.
All right. Disconnect. Here we go. And while you do that, go take a break. We're going to take a commercial break because even though these are mini episodes, we still have to take a break. We will take a break and be right back. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, December 23rd with Michael Interview. We'll be right back with more right here on The Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel, connecting with family and friends. Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we've got the bassoon put away, and welcome back to the show. And it's good to have you. And it's Christmas time.
Christmas, yes.
So how would you rate 2024 as a year? What are some of the best parts? I'll ask you what some of your favorite parts are, and I'll ask you if anything bothered you during 2024. So first of all, what's the very best part of fifth grade? And you had a lot of sports during the year. You can look at me. It would be better if you looked at me. Is that better? There we go.
So with school, I'm sorry. I know I'll sound nerdy for this, but band. That's
the best back part. To band is your favorite part?
Yeah.
What about sports? What about you played a lot of sports?
So, one of my favorite things this year was you coaching my baseball team.
Oh, that's
that was really fun.
Even with all the with all the
controversy,
the controversy and the weird moments and stuff like that. What was so you really when I decided to do it? Were you scared about it or were you happy about it? How did you feel when I decided I was going to manage your team?
It was weird, but. Because when you think of, like, a dad running a team and having the kid on the team, you think, oh, coach's kid, you know, he's always going to be getting the positions he wants.
So you were worried about that.
Yeah, and sent, like, because coach's kids normally aren't good and, like, get, like, made fun of and stuff.
So baseball, you had
to play. No, here's the thing. Okay. You treated me like any other kid on the team.
I did. And I liked all the kids. They were great. They were a great group of kids. They were funny, quirky, cool group of kids, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's flag football, and that's really exercise for you, right?
But.
But you're kicking butt. Last night you had a game, and it was amazing. We're taping this before the 23rd, so last night you had a game. It was amazing.
Yeah, so can you I'll ask you to guess this. Guess what our average is for scoring per game.
I mean, I'm going to say 40 points.
67. That's our average.
How come you guys are so good? Because you're well coached. Is that what it is? Coach Dan does a good, and Coach Greg do a good job with you guys?
Probably it's our offense. The plays we have, we include one of our two best plays are 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give that away. Someone might be watching.
Ooh,
this.
Somebody might be stealing it. Ooh, ooh. Yeah.
But it's like you have two guys running deep, three guys running deep. Then you have one guy who does not even a slant, just a straight turn and run diagonally across, and it's like a pitch straight to them.
Right.
And that gets us a lot of yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, I play center, but.
Yeah, but you still go out for passes and stuff. You want to play more, right?
Yeah, but I get put at wide receiver.
You do get put at wide receiver. And you caught a touchdown. Not a touchdown, but an extra point where they had to throw for it for a two-point conversion. You like that, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
Speaking of sports, and let's have a serious talk about this.
Oh,
I have brought you into the fold at a time that, this would be last year and this year, in my opinion, would be the 2 years that you've really become a huge fan of the NFL, a huge football fan. You know so much more about
it. Even college. We have to talk about that Heisman last night.
Okay, so we're taping this before, well before. This will be about a week before we're taping this show. Michael wanted a particular Heisman Trophy guy to a nominee to win. Who was the guy you liked?
Ashton Jeanty. He should have won.
Boise State.
The past three running back Heisman winners, Derrick Henry, the latest one, had 1,900 yards and 15 TDs. And I forget the other guys, but that was a long time ago. And Derrick Henry was the best, 15 TDs, 1,900 rushing yards. Ashton Jeanty put up 2,497 yards, pretty much 2,500 yards.
You remember that off the top of your head?
29 TDs. And yet we give it to a guy who plays, but sure, he deserves it, but over Ashton Jeanty, no.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you remember those numbers? How do those numbers stay in your brain? This is, in fact, this moment right now is a kind of a weird moment because I'm realizing you're just spouting those numbers off, like right off the top of your head. Do you just remember them?
1,600 something yards after contact, and I'm pretty sure it was 1,680. Fact check me, but I don't get it. Sure, Travis Hunter.
So your guy didn't win the Heisman. And
sure, Travis Hunter plays both sides of the ball. He's not even top five in each stat.
Are you going to have your own sports show on my network?
That'll be fun.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to give it to you. I think 2025.
But it's like, I get sure it's, I think it's a popularity vote, though. Of course, oh my God, he plays two sides of the ball. Sure, he's good at both, right? But he's not even top five in each stat. The only stat he's number one in is snaps. Like, each play, he's played the most snaps out of any.
That's very much top of mind, but this is just
Ashton Jeanty should have won, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
All right, so moving right along. Look, my father was a Giants fan. I was a Giants fan. I have
four Super Bowls.
I have raised you a Giants fan. This is arguably the worst team in the NFL. What do the New York Giants have to do to get back on track? What do they have to do to start the rebuilding process, which obviously is dead in the water right now? What should they do?
Okay, so this is like if I'm the GM.
Right into the microphone.
This is if I'm Joe Shane, the crappy GM. But here's what we need to do. Imagine if Malik Nabers had a quarterback, you know?
Okay.
Like with that deep threat ability and what he can do down the field in yards after like the catch and stuff. So,
you know, you're wowing our audience right now with your knowledge of sports.
I say we go out. If we don't draft a quarterback in the draft, I don't know what to say. But
would you want to get your guy from Boise State in the draft?
No, we don't need him.
We don't need them.
We don't need them. We have Tyrone Tracy.
Okay, very good. Let me ask you about the rest of the NFL.
No, I need to.
You want to finish your thought? All right, go ahead. All right. Well, we've got limited time. I don't want to move on to other subjects.
We'll stop at 20 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what we need to do is get Malik Nabers a quarterback, preferably Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, either of those guys I'll take. Maybe Dylan Gabriel. What? He won't go that high in the draft. Then we need to fire Brian Daboll. We need to have like a commander season that they were super bad last year and they bounced back. That's what we need to do. So we need to the Commanders.
Bounce back, you mean?
Bounce back, yeah.
Bounce back. I thought you said spack with some guy. I don't know. Sorry about that.
But we need to do that. Fire Brian Daboll. Get a new offensive coordinator.
How about the GM? Do they fire the GM too?
Joe Shane. I don't think he's smart. Like paying Daniel Jones $40 million.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And not prioritizing Saquon, who is first off big merchandise, like making money for the team and your best player.
Yeah.
Not prioritizing him was just such a dumb move.
All right.
So
you get rid of him and Daboll.
Okay. And you know, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
I think he's terrible.
I think he's not that. He's
so in other words.
You know what's weird? He's
what?
Good on the goal line.
Yeah.
He's good on goal line, but here's the thing. He lets them get down there.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And so you and I both advocate a full house cleaning.
Oh.
Listen to me. Full house cleaning for the New York Giants? Okay.
And we need to cut a few defensive guys. Talking about Deontay Banks. I think he's a bust. I don't think he puts a lot of effort into it.
Okay, we have to move on.
Okay.
We have to move on.
That's the Giants.
That's the Giants. Sorry. You going to stay with them?
I have to.
Attaboy. That's my boy.
How does it feel that you've been around for all four, right?
Yeah. I've been around since.
How long have I been around?
You make those jokes. How long have I been around?
Since the wheel. But.
You rock. You're doing great on this show. Since the wheel. Since the wheel. What? What's your question? Talking to the microphone.
I really just don't get it.
You don't get what?
That we didn't prioritize Saquon and now.
Michael, we have to move past the New York Giants. We have to move past the New York Giants.
You need to give me my own sports.
Let's move into the... I could yap about this for hours. I know you could, and you're good at it. Let me ask this. This is your... Moving into your academics. In order, what are your favorite subjects in school so far? And I will compare them to mine. All right. What is your favorite subject?
Band.
No, besides band. Okay. Band's not a subject.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's a subject. Would your band teacher be mad if I said that it's not a subject?
Probably.
Music is a subject. It's great that they teach you music. I'm proud of it.
Okay. So band, math, history. No. Redo.
Band.
Band, science, math. History, English.
Would you like a World War One or a World War II history fact?
World War II.
Give me a World War II history fact.
Oh, you want me?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, give me one.
I'm rusty.
Okay. Well, how about World War One? You used to know about that a lot.
Okay, so the first...
A little louder.
The first time they introduced tanks was... In the Battle of the Somme, it was actually called the Battle of the Somme, and the Germans, they saw these huge metal machines coming towards them, and they didn't know what to do. So they had to get their artillery and point it at them, and they were just firing bullets at it. They didn't know what to do.
Bullets that were actually artillery shells.
Yeah. And it was scary for them. So that's a World War One fact.
Give me a World War Two fact.
World War II.
Putting you on the spot here. Putting you on pressure.
Let me think.
World War Two in Europe.
In Europe?
Yes.
Would
you like Europe? Or were there two theaters in World War Two?
Two theaters, yeah.
What were the theaters?
Well, Europe,
yes.
That area in the Pacific.
There it is. Okay, you got that. That's good enough for me. We can move on. Scientific fact now. A scientific fact.
Like what type of scientific fact?
what type would you want me to ask for?
Well, Well,
what are you studying right now?
I'm doing a project in science about like ecosystems.
Okay. All right.
So I'm doing the deep Atlantic and
the deep Atlantic?
Yeah.
As opposed to the shallow Atlantic?
Well, just the Atlantic.
The deep Atlantic where they have all the creepy fish?
Not like that. So like sperm whales, giant squid.
How deep do they go?
So a sperm whale can swim 2,000 meters deep. Squid, I'm pretty sure, can go like 4,000 or 5,000 meters deep.
That's amazing.
Sea urchins can go 5,000 meters deep. So really? I never knew that until I researched
it. What happens if a human goes 5,000 meters deep? They explode?
They
disintegrate?
The pressure would
blow them up from the inside.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know if the audience has ever heard of a blobfish.
What's a blobfish?
People call it the ugliest fish in the ocean because it's like, that's what helps it survive.
Okay.
Those deep.
Because it's all pliable and stuff?
Yeah. Right? It's like, it's weird. It's
okay.
Weird.
All right. Do you have any clean jokes that you could tell on the show right now? Since we're, I want to get it all in here. Oh, before we do that.
I swear if you tell them the joke.
I'm not telling the filthy joke. No, that is not. That is absolutely verboten. They will not hear that joke. That is for you and me to discipline you in the car about it. So that's it. I'm going to ask you this. Scientific fact. You gave us that. And this is going to break my heart because it was one of my favorite subjects. Your least favorite subject in school.
English. Here's the thing. Miss Syracuse is a really nice teacher. She's nice.
That's nice that you give your teachers credit.
It's the subject. I just don't like English.
Well, you better like it. You're an O'Mara. You have to write and read
I have all A's.
I know you do. Anybody listening to you can tell you have all A's right now. And as far as anybody you want to say hello to or anybody right now, this you can take control right now. The last 5 minutes of this show, you can you can take control. What do you want to talk
about?
Can
we talk about Christmas and like what I kind of want?
No.
Why?
All right, go ahead.
So this is like my wish.
It's too expensive.
It really
No, it makes you sound like a brat. You sound like a brat.
I have one expensive item on there.
Yeah, well, it's too expensive. It's very expensive. And I don't want to talk about it. And this is what we've been dealing with in the O'Mara household forever.
All I want.
You talking about your
Red Star Q20.
Yeah, not going to happen. Anyway, moving right along. What's your backup? What's your backup plan?
I don't have a backup.
Well, anything else you want for Christmas?
No.
Besides the expensive bike?
I just want the Red Star.
Okay, but anything else?
No.
And you're making life very difficult. This is what we deal with in the O'Mara household.
I asked Santa for
it. All right, let's do this. What are you thinking about getting mommy?
One of those, like those masks like that.
What, a mask? Like a Halloween mask?
No. Like those things they put on their face.
Like a facial mask?
Yeah, or like whatever.
She's an esthetician. She gets those for free. Well, she doesn't get them for free. She pays for them, but she sells them. That's the way that works. What are you going to get me?
A pearl necklace.
A pearl necklace?
No, not you. Not you.
Okay, I'm not going to wear jewelry.
Mom, I'm going to get you Titleist.
That rocks. Titleist golf balls?
I want to get you a trumpet, though.
I don't want a trumpet.
You're going to play the trumpet.
I don't want to. But you want to play the trumpet, too, right?
For fun.
For fun? Okay. As far as school is concerned, your favorite teacher? I know who it is.
Well,
you've got two. You've got the band teacher and the science teacher.
Mr. Morrell and Miss Paulson.
They're fantastic. I've met both of them. They're very, very nice lady. Your best friend. Say hi to your best friends. There are multiple. Say hi to your buddies.
Hi, Taylor. Hi, Finley. Hi, Donnie. I'll see you at your birthday today. And let me see. Who should I give some credit to? Nick. Hi.
Luke.
Hi. Silas, hi.
Any ladies? Any girls out there you want to say hi to?
No.
You sure?
No.
You sure? Come on now.
No.
I know if you had to pick
stop.
One.
If
you had to pick one girl.
If you do this, I will.
If you had to pick one girl, who would it be? I know who it would be. I won't. I wouldn't do that. I told you not to talk about the bike. You stopped talking about the bike. So that's it. And now... We move into...
Oh, let's get on the Red Star Q20.
Are you excited about your sister coming to visit?
I'm very excited.
Elizabeth's coming
down? Oh,
yes.
And on the 20th, the day I get out of school...
Well, this is being taped on the 20th. See, we're taping.
I know.
This is airing on the 23rd. What happened on the 20th?
Okay, so guys, three days ago, I went to... Or and this is I'm trying to. I went to Orlando with my friend Finn.
Oh, that's right, that's right. And we'll have to get you back to talk about your experience. And will you do me a favor and tell Finley's mom that taking you to a theme park is one of the greatest solids anybody
for three
has ever,
days.
For 3 days, are you excited about that?
Yippee!
Yeah, have a good time. I think you're going to have a fantastic time.
I like, but here's the thing. My last experience with a roller coaster did not go well.
Why is that?
I got off of it crying.
Yeah, and then what happened to the other roller coaster you went on? This earbud is...
He threw up. My dad threw up.
Hi, I threw up. Yes, sirree.
Yeah, imagine. Next to an amputee, by the way.
It was an amputee?
It was a guy who didn't have a leg.
Well, that made his day a little worse, too. I'm really, really happy that you're my son, and I am delighted to be going into 2025. Any messages you have, and I mean serious messages you have for everybody in our listening audience?
Inspirational.
How about our guys? How about our guys, Rob and Mommy and Josh?
Say
Merry Christmas.
Not just them. I'm going to do an inspirational quote.
An inspirational quote. This was not prepared, ladies and gentlemen. I did not know this was coming. We did this at kind of the last minute. What's your inspirational quote?
No matter what you're going through or what's happening, that's just a bump in the road. Keep going. Keep following your dreams, and you'll see the light at the end of the hall. And life will get better. Things will happen. There'll be good times. There will be bad times. But just look forward to those good times. And everyone have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, any holiday you celebrate. That's Michael signing off.
That is my boy. And Josh, we can cue the music if you want to. That is really special. And I'm really, really proud of you. And I love you. And I wish all of you the very, very best Christmas. Have a fantastic one. And you, buddy, I love you more than anything in the whole wide world.
You're
a good
guy.
Love you. Merry Christmas, everybody. And thanks for joining us for this mini episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. And don't forget, have a happy new year. We're going to be back right after the new year with more episodes of the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, and by the way, subscribe to the bonus show. You know, get yourself a bonus show subscription. That'll get him into, you know, keeping it.
Christmas.
Yes, that'll keep his Christmas going. Bye-bye.